I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, concern is growing following the latest update in Leah Sharabu's situation out of Nigeria. We'll tell you why in a moment. And later, a prayer ministry in Lebanon invites you to join their effort on Thursday. We'll start today in Nigeria, where Boko Haram is carrying out their horrific execution threats. They recently killed two captive women with the Red Cross after their ransom demands weren't met. Next on Boko Haram's execution list is Leah Sharabu. Now, it's been 8 months since Leah, a 15-year-old Christian girl, was kidnapped by the terror group. She's refused to renounce her faith in Christ, and now Boko Haram is using her as a bargaining chip. Floyd Brabell with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's not all.
The statement was issued that Leah and the other aid workers would spend the rest of their life as a slave with the Boko Haram. And then they issued a statement after that that said that it was now lawful for them to do whatever they wanted to do with them. So this, of course, raises serious concern for Leah's continued well-being.
VOM Canada is encouraging believers to pray with them every day at 5:30 p.m. Nigerian time for her release.
Advocate for Leah before the throne of grace and just really pray for her. Pray that she would continue to remain faithful to her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then, in fact, that she would find comfort from Christ in the midst of her persecution, in the midst of her slavery, and that she would just sense the Father's presence with her.
There's more to this story, along with ways you can pray and advocate on her behalf at missionnews.org. Next, there's a rumor flying around that China could be looking at rewriting the Bible to fit better with government ideals in the next 5 years. At the same time, research shows Christians at 5% of the population, with as many as 20,000 coming to faith every day. Bibles for China says there's an urgency to resource Christians with God's Word now. Wendell Rovenstein says their focus is on resourcing the rural churches. But that led to a request for training church leaders. So where do they find leaders to teach these churches? In the seminaries.
One of the distributions we have at the end of the year is in one of their seminaries. We'll be presenting Bibles to the seminary graduates to take to their rural areas where they will be. So they do a good job of teaching. We're just sowing God's word and providing Bibles.
All of this points to the big thing that keeps Bibles for China coming back, relationship. And it goes deeper than partnerships or networks.
Those connections and those relationships that we have and cherish in China were possible because we went to China, we sat down, we ate in their homes, we ate in their churches, and we've listened to them and developed a relationship that is very keen in accomplishing what God gives us opportunity to do in China.
$5 gets a Bible into the hands of a believer in rural China. The details are at our website. And starting October 25th, the ministry called Cry Out will host their third annual Incense and Fire event, a 74-hour prayer gathering in Lebanon. Cry Out's Jane tells us,
the time will incorporate times of worship, times of adoration, times of intentional prayer and intercession. Our idea is also to have different workshops to help people that are physically at the event to actually grow more in different dimensions of worship and prayer. And we are encouraging people that can't physically join us on site to just cover us as we pray for this region and to pray from afar for us as well.
So Cry Out is asking you to pray for the event, spiritual and physical protection in the weeks leading up to it, and for multiplication.
I'm really praying for multiplication, and that it's great to have this event once a year in one location, but I would love to see this happen in all of the countries in the region. So really praying that people will come and catch the fire, so to say, and take that fire with them back to their own churches, their own organizations, their own teams, and just start being more intentional about praying in their own environments as well.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.